The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. James and Betty look back at some of Life Today's favorite Christmas performances that celebrate the birth of Jesus and encourage those who struggle this season. Jeannie Rogers. Nicole Sponberg.
Lights in my darkness.
Christ is King. And Big Daddy Weave. Join us for this special Christmas episode of Life Today.
Well, we welcome you to this wonderful day, the birth of Jesus. Betty and I, sitting here together, and think about this now, we'll soon be married 62 years. And we're both in our 80s. We've hit 81. But you know, as I'm sitting here, I just really felt like, and I even told you this, Betty, that this is a celebration time. We spent Christmas with our entire family, which now we couldn't even host them. There's over 50 in our immediate family. We have over 30 grandchildren, 11 grands and all the rest greats. And Betty put on a Christmas special for our greats a year or so ago. Yeah, and by the way, we just came back a few weeks ago from Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is where our daughter lived when she married Ken Turner. And he was able to retire early. He was 10 years older than her. But he took care of her for the 7 years she fought for her life. And she was always the greatest party giver.
She was.
And 12 years ago, she left us 3 days after Christmas. And we had Christmas with our family because she wanted to watch it from Fort Worth in a hospital in Tulsa. And she was so happy just to see us. And it was like, it was the last time we could hear her being joyful because she knew she was leaving and she didn't think that was the way it was supposed to be. Anyway, I'm starting this way because what I found out, and it could be because of the years that we've been on planet Earth and we've said goodbye to a lot of our friends. They've died now. Some of them have serious illnesses. Some of them have heavy Alzheimer's. And we watched the weight on the families. And I guess God just showed me because, see, we're trying to put God's arms around the suffering and the broken all over the world. And if you've helped us do that, if you've helped us put God's arms around the least of these, thank you.
Yes.
You know, I was just talking to some of my staff a few minutes ago, and I said, what gives God joy? The joy of the Lord is our strength. What gives him joy? And it was like he whispered, when I watch my people put my arms around others. See, you love others, really love them. Well, Betty, we spent our life with the help of people who are willing to touch those who felt like nobody ever noticed them. The least of these, and knowing it blesses Jesus. So we spent our life doing that. But I think we feel more and more the weight and the burden of people here. And there's a lot of the weight that we brought on ourselves because we discounted the authority of God. We didn't learn from our founders the importance of getting wisdom from nature's God and direction from divine providence. It's like we've cast God aside and we've been given over to a depraved mentality. So anyway, this Christmas, I'm saying, God, this is when the greatest event in history, maybe only the resurrection could even contest it as miraculous greatness. But this is the birth of Jesus. But Jesus came to die to give us life and also to give us comfort. And we can give him joy and we can give joy and peace and life to others. And we want to do that. So as I'm thinking about the joys of Christmas, I'm also thinking that a lot of you feel what we feel, the great precious memories of our daughter. We just went up and saw all 6 of her grandchildren because 2 were born this year to add to the 4 that were already here. We got to see them all together. She's only seen them from heaven. Well, sure, this is weighty, but don't we have tremendous joy? And only God could carry us through this weight. I'm just saying to you, Betty and I right now want you to know that we love you. God, please bless everybody with a broken heart. Please let them know that you are the hope of humanity. You're the one that can heal the brokenness of our nation and families and marriages and relationships. And you're the only one who can give us real peace and comfort in Jesus' name. What do you feel in your heart right now, Betty, even as you've listened to me just unable to hold back what I just shared?
Well, you know, Christmas is a very special time, mainly because of Jesus coming into our lives and changing our hearts forever. And so it's a very special time, but as humans, it's a very special time too. James expressed the loss of her daughter. Yes, it's a sad time for us, but we have gotten to the time now, James, the time has passed to where it's more of a joy remembering. She was a precious girl, a wonderful wife and a wonderful mother, and would have made a wonderful great-grandmother. So God will walk us through all these things. But he says, count it all joy, and I will be with you. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
We just love you. And thank you for sharing this part of Christmas with us. We ask that God will lighten your load and brighten your day, and use us to lighten the load of others and brighten their days. You're going to hear some beautiful songs from friends and people who've been here. You know, we've ministered to so many people. I'm watching so many of the people that I've poured life and years into who are now becoming leaders in our country. And I'm just seeing prayers answered that, God, you can heal our land by putting great people who know that wisdom comes from nature's God and know that direction comes from divine providence. They're going in leadership, and many of them I've poured years into. People I wouldn't have wanted to even be with, but God sent me to them. And I've watched God work in their lives, and he can work in this nation, and he can touch the world with his love, the love that was born on this day that we celebrate. You know, Mary carried a heavy load. As you listen to this song, imagine her, a little girl, young, not married, pregnant, never had sex. Boy, she carried a weight, condemnation, criticism, misunderstanding. And yet, she's about to give birth to the Son of God, the Savior, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We're going to be sharing some beautiful messages and song, many of them by people you know and respect. I believe this will bless you.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a baby inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to care. Together be forever. warmth of heaven, lighten my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for your holy breath of heaven. Do you wonder as you watch my face, if a wiser one should have had my place? But I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong, help me be, help me. Breath of heaven, hold me together,
of Messiah had been long foretold, that unto you, now unto you, Christ is come. Let all creation sing for God's own Son. Oh, hail the newborn King, the Word made flesh, now dwells among us. Christ is come. But those born in darkness have seen a great light. The Redeemer of our hearts has been born this night. So unto you, now unto you, Christ is come.
God's own son. Oh, hail the newborn King, the Word made flesh, now dwells among us. Christ is come. Of peace, yes, you are Messiah, the Son of Man, a Holy One, a King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the great I am, a Comforter, a Counselor, a Author and a Finisher. Divine truth revealer, deliverer, healer, you are God. Jesus, you are God. Christ is come. Let all creation sing for God's own Son.
Wow. And by the way, it's the only way that parents can bear losing a daughter at age 40. And all the burdens that we carry, we're able to carry because He lightens the load. He brightens the day. Don't we have a wonderful Savior?
We really do. And I want you to know that Christmas can be a special time, too. Even though you think maybe of that person you love so much that's gone, they're really still in your heart. And I love decorating for Christmas because of Robin. I see things, I do things that remind me of her and the joy that she felt in decorating and seeing things so beautifully lit up and the joy on her children's faces. That's what carries me on. And now the pain has become a pleasure in many ways that I can continue what she loves so much. And so look around. See what might make you joyful about that lost one. See what might bring peace to your heart. God can do those things for you.
Well, you know what God has put on our heart as a ministry? To give hope to the hopeless, to reach out to the overlooked, the forgotten, the never noticed. Jesus called in the least of these. Do you know that right now we're in the very last week of our feeding of 350,000 precious children? Do you realize for them every day becomes Christmas? Because it's the reason they're able to live another day. If you could help us feed 350,000 children for the next months, please make the best gift that you can here at this year end time. And while we celebrate the love of God and the life of Christ, I really believe you'll want to do that. And with all of our heart, thank you for brightening the days of children who didn't have many days. 18 million have been confirmed that you helped save their lives. That's what Mission Feeding did. So you help as God leads and as God directs. One of the greatest songs I think ever written is O Holy Night. One of the greatest singers has been with me over 50 years. I led her to the Lord when she was a teenager, Jeannie Rogers. I think you're going to enjoy it. O Holy Night.
O Holy Night.
Oh boy, I've been listening to Jeannie since she was 16 years old, and she's, you know, been with me well over 50 years, and I just love you, girl. Love all your kids and grandkids. I love all of you. I wish I could know you. I want us to all know him better. And as a result of his birth and his life in us, let's help everybody come to know him. Let's spend the rest of our life pointing people to Jesus. You can help us feed them. You can help us give them water. But the greatest thing we can do is show them the water of life.
Amen.
The love of God. The bread of life. Thank you so much for watching this.
Merry
now
Christmas.
Let's spend our lives sharing Jesus. He was born that we might be born again and live forever.
Amen.
But that life everlasting can start right now. His will done on his earth. Thanks for sharing this time with us.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.